From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United Nations and International Red Cross said Monday that convoys carrying humanitarian aid were able to enter Syria's besieged, rebel-held eastern Ghouta area. The ICRC Syria delegation said the 46-truck convoy carried food for 27,500 people, as well as medical supplies, while the UN's humanitarian office reported many life-saving health supplies were not allowed to be loaded. Aid groups have in the past complained about having their deliveries in Syria stripped down. Monday's convoy was the first allowed into eastern Ghouta in nearly 3 weeks. Envoys for South Korean President Moon Jae-in plan to meet Monday with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Jeff Custer has that story.
It's the start of a rare two-day visit to Pyongyang that's expected to focus on easing a standoff over North Korea's nuclear ambitions and restart talks between Pyongyang and Washington. The 10-member South Korean delegation is led by Moon's national security director. The meeting with Kim would mark the first time South Korean officials have met with a young North Korean leader in person since he took power after his dictator father's death in late 2011. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
China's defense budget will rise 8.1% to $173 billion this year as the country prepares to launch its second aircraft carrier, integrate stealth fighters into its air force, and field an array of advanced missiles able to attack air and sea targets at vast differences. The figure was released in a report Monday to the ceremonial National People's Congress. It's an increase over last year's that was set for 7%. This is VOA News. Stock markets in Asia closed lower Monday as trade concerns persisted following U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement that he plans to impose steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said Sunday that President Donald Trump is not planning to exempt any countries from the tariff hike. Italy's stock market is down after populist and stridently anti-European Union political forces did well in Sunday's parliamentary election, though no single group got enough support to govern alone. Luis Ramirez takes a look at how businesses are reacting to the vote.
The FTSE MIB index in Milan was down 1.2% on a day when global markets were trading higher. Analysts say the strong showing by the anti-establishment Five Star Movement and the right-wing League Party means it's less likely the next Italian government will try to make the economy more pro-business. It is more likely to increase government spending, which could help growth, but could also add to public debt, which is already above a worryingly high 130% of GDP. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
A U.S. Navy aircraft carrier is paying a visit to Vietnam for the first time since the Vietnam War ended in 1975. U.S. Ambassador to Vietnam, Dan Crittenbrink, said he thought the visit by the USS Carl Vinson demonstrates the U.S. commitment to the U.S.-Vietnam partnership.
I also think the visit demonstrates America's firm commitment to the Indo-Pacific region.
The visit is seen by many as both countries' efforts to stem expansionism by China in the South China Sea. Although this is the first time a U.S. aircraft carrier has made a port call to Vietnam, smaller U.S. warships have visited as ties between the former foes have improved in recent years. Sunday marked the awards for the United States' most coveted movies, the Oscars at the Academy Awards, but as Michael Sullivan reports, the event was more than just about films.
A recurring theme through the evening, allegations of sexual harassment and assault against a growing number of men in Hollywood. Many in the audience wore the black and white pins of the Time's Up movement, which provides legal help for women abused in the workplace. Others wore orange ribbons and pins to call attention to gun violence following the killings last month of 17 people at a Florida high school. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Tens of thousands of angry protesters poured into the streets more than a dozen times in the Indian-controlled Kashmir on Monday. They hurled rocks and shouted anti-India slogans after soldiers killed 4 civilians and 2 suspected militants. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.